Hallelujah, 感谢神的恩典。
Hallelujah, I would like to thank the grace of our Lord Jesus.
借着主耶稣的恩惠啊。
And because of the grace of our Lord Jesus.
跟他美好的安排。
And this beautiful guidance.
使小弟有这个机会来到我们加拿大温哥华教会。
That I have this opportunity to come to this Vancouver Church in Canada.
这次小弟来这边的一个目的啊。
And this time, the purpose of my trip coming here to Vancouver
是要探望我的家人和亲戚。
Is to visit my relatives.
因为我姑丈跟我姑姑啊，在我小时候就很疼我哈。
I have relatives here, and they took care of me very well when I was a little kid.
那在他们移民来温哥华之后，我一直没有机会来看看他们。
And ever since my uncle and my aunt have moved to Canada, I've never had the opportunity to see them.
那每年说要来。
And every year I talk about coming here to see them.
每年都来不成。
And every year I couldn't make it.
因为有时候派驻到国外去注目教会。
Because as a preacher myself, I'm often being sent all over the places.
有时候台湾的圣工也有很多忙碌的地方。
And there are a lot of work to take care of at church in Taiwan.
所以一直没有好的机会来。
So I never had a good opportunity to find time to come over to Canada.
神的恩典啊。
And I truly thank the grace of our Lord Jesus.
让我能够顺利来看看姑丈、姑姑还有我的这些表妹。
And today I can come here to Canada to visit my aunt, my uncle, and my cousins.
小弟目前注目在台北地区的双联教会。
And right now I'm a resident preacher in Taipei, Songlands Church.
目前负责台北北部地区所有的国中、高中的校园福音工作。
And I'm in charge of the gospel works in most of the high school in the northern Taipei.
那我们在北部地区有这个葡萄园，叫做葡萄园哦。
And in the northern Taipei, we have this gospel group that we call ourselves the Vineyard.
那最近台湾的教育局呢，他也鼓励在学校要有生命教育。
Recently in Taiwan educational system, they have introduced an education they call it life.
所以在今年呢，就受差派成为葡萄园跟生命教育的辅导传道。
And because of this introduction of a new education, they have invited preachers to help out.
那目前葡萄园的工作在台北地区呢，有超过20个学校是我要跑的地方。
And recently in Taiwan, there are 20 over high schools that I need to take care of.
很有挑战性，但是也很有趣哈。
I find all these work very challenging and quite interesting.
来到温哥华也是一种学习的机会了。
And this time coming to Vancouver is also a learning opportunity for me.
那在下午要跟大家分享的一个主题是万事都互相效力。
And this afternoon the topic for our mutual encouragement is all things work together for good.
在我们的生活里面呢。
In our everyday lives,
我们会遭遇很多的事情。
We'll encounter many different matters.
这些事情有大有小。
And some are big matters, some are small.
有轻有重。
And some are light and some are heavy.
不管我们的遭遇是什么。
And no matter what encounters,
在生活里面呢，每一件事情。
In our lives, every little encounters,
都是环环相扣。
We all know that they all work together for good.
我们做的是好是坏啊。
Whether the things that we do are good or bad,
都会有互相的影响。
They all have influence to each other.
我们知道，在几年前，发生的那个美国世贸大楼的一个攻击事件。
We all know of this terrorist attack in the States on September 11.
那时候，小弟刚好负担国外的教会。
And that time when I heard of this matter, I was taking care of work in a foreign church.
那时候我不在台湾。
And I was not in Taiwan.
那有信徒半夜打电话给我。
So when I was in overseas, there was a member that called me.
那我没有接到。
I did not receive the phone call.
因为我们传道都有平安。
As preacher, we always enjoy peace from the Lord.
所以半夜天摇地动，可能也不太晓得。
And because of this peace that I enjoy from the Lord, any big things that happen, I never actually experience them.
一到早的时候呢，那个信徒就打电话来啦。
And I remember the next day when I woke up.
传道，传道，我告诉你发生一件大事情啊。
I received a phone call and It was a member that called me and said, "Oh, preacher, there's something really big that has
我说,
happened."
什么大事情, 难道天塌下来了吗?
And I said, "What's so big? Has the sky fallen?
还是本地的火山爆发?
Or is that a volcano that's erupted?"
他说不是啦。
I say, he said, "No, it's nothing
那个新闻在报道,
of that."
你都还没看吗?
Have you actually turned on the TV and watched the news?
他说抱歉哦, 圣公很多啊, 我们啊, 这个没有特别啊。 今天就去看什么事情。
And I said that, well, because I was so busy, I didn't even actually have time to turn on the news and watch what's happening yet.
然后他说, 发生一件大事情啊。
And he says that something big has happened.
美国的世贸大楼被攻击了。
The Twin Tower has been attacked.
那个时候是晚上的时间。
And I remember that time was, when I received the phone call, was at night.
那其实在发生这个世贸大楼的攻击事件啊。
Right after when I heard of this news that has happened,
曾经从网络上啊, 曾经有一个人公布了一封信,
that was I read a letter on the internet.
这个是在美国九一事件里面一位恐怖分子他所写的遗书,
and it was a letter written by one of the terrorists prior to the attack of the Twin Tower.
在网络上被公布出来,
and it was then shown on the internet.
他说你们啊, 以为我是回教的激进分子。
You thought that I am one of those Muslim fundamentalists.
哎,其实不是,
but I'm actually a Christian.
因为从小啊, 父母就很疼爱我。
Since young, my parents love me very dearly.
那我们是住在阿拉伯的国家。
And I lived in Middle East.
可是在美国的一次轰炸行动里面,
and during the an attack,
啊, 我的父母亲在我面前被炸死。
I remember I saw my parents being killed.
那这件事情在他心里面造成很大的震撼。
And because I witnessed my parents being killed in an attack by the U.S.
他想说为什么美国说天佑美国的时候,
I was very shocked. And so then every time when I heard of how God will protect America,
那他们就必须面对死亡。
Why is that we, the Arabs, have to face death?
因为在他的心里面有极端的不平。
Because in my heart, in his heart, he has this revenge.
所以他下决心啊, 要驾飞机撞美国的世贸大楼。
So he was very determined that when he grow up, he is going to drive the plane into the Twin Tower.
所以他说, 当你们看到这封遗书的时候,
so when he said, when you read this letter,
啊, 我已经攻击了世贸大楼,
I have already fly the plane and destroyed the Twin Tower.
那其实表面上说起来, 他看起来好像是有正义感。
So it seems that he is full of so much righteousness to defend what he believed. Because what he did, he justified for whatever reason.
其实他的工作, 他的行动是带来很大的仇恨。
But the motivation behind this attack is because of revenge
所以他成为恐怖分子,
and hatred.
一个基督徒成为恐怖分子。
Can you imagine a Christian become a terrorist?
这是很不可思议的事情。
And this is something is beyond our imagination.
圣经里面教导我们的并不是以恶报恶。
We know that the Bible teaches us not to repay evil for evil.
我们来看一段经文。
Let's turn to a verse in the Bible.
我们看提摩太前书的, 帖撒罗尼迦前书的第五章。
Let's turn to the first book of Thessalonians, chapter 5.
第十五节。
Verse 15. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 15, page 837.
这边圣经说,你们要谨慎,无论是谁都不可以以恶报恶,或是彼此相待,或是待众人常要追求良善,什么是基督徒的精神?
Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always try to be kind to each other and to be to everyone else.
啊, 身为一名基督徒啊,
as a Christian,
不是在菜市场上面跟人家斤斤计较,
and we are not those very calculative sort.
也不是在生意场上跟人啊, 这个以不公平的竞争手段,
or we are not one of those competitive, scrupulous merchant.
圣经告诉我们基督徒在世上应该如同明光照耀。
Brother, the Bible has taught us that as a Christian, we must be the light of the world.
所以当时保罗在写书信勉励信徒的时候啊,
so when Apostle Paul was writing all these letters to encourage his apostle, he especially mentioned
你们要谨慎,
that you must be watchful.
谨慎就是要小心,
be watchful means be careful.
要好好的判断,
and that you must have good discernment.
无论是谁啊,
No matter who you encounter,
都不可以以恶报恶。
You can never, you should never pay back, wrong for wrong.
所以在华人的世界，常常有一段话哈。
And for the Chinese society, there's always a saying that goes.
其实意思跟圣经是一样的。
And actually, the saying has the same spirit as the Bible.
也是叫我们不要以恶报恶。
And it's also telling us not to pay back wrong for wrong.
做善做恶呢，都会有报应的。
And whatever things you do, whether it's good or bad, there's always retributions.
我们不管跟谁相处啊。
So no matter who you live with or
不管对待什么人。
Deal with.
如果我们所做所看所讲的是有益于别人呢、啊、
？So whatever if we do, it's of benefit to others.
合乎圣经的要求。
And it's according to the scripture.
那该怎么做就要看怎么做。
Then we should do what we need to do.
如果我们所认为应该做的
，And if we know that what's the thing that we need to do，
不合圣经的教导。
And yet, it's not according to the teaching of the Bible.
再怎么有正当的理由
，No matter how we can try to justify ourselves,
这都是不对的。
Then it's all wrong.
因为在生活里面呢、啊，冤冤相报啊啊，真的是没完没了。
Because we know that in the lives, if everybody pays back evil for evil, there's no end to a revenge.
因为生活当中环环都相扣。
Because in our lives, every little matter are always interconnected with each other.
圣经里面告诉我们呢、啊。
And that's what the scriptures tell us.
我们来看加拉太书第六章。
In the book of Galatians, chapter 6,
第八节。
Verse 8. Galatians chapter 6, verse 8, page 826.
万事互相效力的一个作用、哦、
And it tells us what's, what is this, all things that work together.
每一件事情都有它的互动。
There's every matter influence another matter.
互动当中都会有不同的影响。
And when things influence another matter, will have different effect.
所以六节啊，六章八节这样说。
Chapter 6 verse 8 tells us.
顺从情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺从圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。哈。
The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from the nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the spirit, and from the spirit will reap eternal life.
信主的人呢，有两种心境。
And as Christian, we have two kinds of hearts.
有两条路应该要走的。
Two kinds of spirit, I mean. And there's two paths that we need to take.
应该是说有两条路、哦、应该做好的抉择。
And these two paths, we all need to take, make good, right decision.
一条路呢是情欲的路。
One kind of road is one that pertains to
眼睛所看的。
The flesh,
耳朵所听的
what we see and what
嘴巴所讲的
and what we say,
有时候会按照我们自己的个人的喜好
and a lot of time we just do it according to our own fleshly desire
个人的主观
and our own perspective
个人的看法
and our own opinion
我们会顺着它让它牵引去走
and usually because of our own thought we're led by our own fleshly nature
那这种叫做情欲、哦、
and this is what the Bible says that it's a sinful
nature 看自己所想看的听自己所想听的
And if the person just go ahead and do what he likes to say and what he likes to listen to,
做自己肉体所想做的
and do what his fleshly desired,
那结局就是败坏自己
and the result is destruction.
所以这一名基督徒成为恐怖分子，他自己最后难逃一死。
And we know that this terrorist that has attacked the Twin Tower, in the end, his destiny is death.
但是他也害死别人。
And also he has caused the death of many other innocent lives.
所以保罗说我们要靠着圣灵要顺从圣灵的带领。
So that's why the Bible's Apostle Paul says that today we must be led by the Spirit.
我们靠着圣灵所做的每一件事情都是在撒种会开花会结果的。
And the matter when we are led by the Spirit, then the result will reap eternal life.
所以不要自以为有智慧啊。
And so today we should not think that we are very wise.
要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。
And today we must trust in the Lord and depart from evil.
那第二点呢？在我们生活里面呢、啊、
？And secondly, in our daily lives,
不是每一件事情都常常顺我们的心和我们的意。
A lot of times, not every matter is going according to what we wish and hope for.
华人常常会讲说，人生不如意的事情十之八九。
And a lot of time, Chinese saying goes that in a lot of matter, out of 10 matters, are always 8 or 9 of them that are not.
一万件事情里面，可能有八九千件呢、啊，是我们不乐意碰到的。
They are not going as you please.
好，那到底这些事情在我们遭遇的时候都是好的吗？
And are all those matters that we encounter good for us?
其实以一个信徒的眼光来看、啊、
But today, as a Christian,
我们遭遇的不管是顺境逆境
whether or whatever we encounter, good or bad,
绝对都有神的名义在我们身上。
They are all very beautiful will of the Lord.
我们看一下箴言二十七章。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 27,
verse 17,
book of Proverbs 27, verse 17, page 468. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17.
这边说铁磨铁，磨出刃来，朋友相感。小字说原文做磨朋友的脸也是如此。这段经文呢，看起来好难啊。
This verse, when you first read it, as iron sharpens iron,
其实真理所表明出来是深刻的智慧啊。
It sounds really profound, but it actually have a very deep wisdom embedded.
我们家里所用的菜刀，我们都希望是锋利的。
And we all want to use knives that are some sharp.
现代人呢，在买家庭厨具的时候呢？
And, today, when we are shopping for houseware,
有时候我们都会希望说不同的刀呢用在不同的功用上面。
And in an era of kitchenware, so we always want to use a certain knife for a certain purpose.
那我们知道现在有很多刀具哈。
And there are many kinds of knives.
有些刀呢是来做切骨头的。
And some knives are used to cut the bones.
有一些刀呢是专门来切。 嫩的东西,
and some knives will you want to use to cut something
那有一些刀呢,
soft,
是来切很坚硬的,
or something that's hard.
这个刀有大有小,
so there are big knives, small knives, all different kinds of knives. But they all have a common characteristic that's sharp.
那怎么让它锋利呢?
And how do you sharpen a knife?
刀用一段时间之后就必须用磨刀石把它磨利。
And after using a knife for a period of time, it will be blunt, so we need to use, we need to sharpen the knife.
或者是用磨刀机把它磨利。
With a stone to sharpen it.
那其实人跟人的这个相处啊。
And the same with a relationship between men.
我们无可否认也会有很多摩擦的地方。
And in a Vittable, there are a lot of friction between men.
那甚至好朋友在一起啊,
That's the same with good friends.
也会互相磨,
there are also friction.
所以如果把这段经文用在朋友之间的生活里面,
so we'd use this verse in our lives.
铁磨铁磨出刃来,
as iron sharpens irons.
朋友相感也是如此,
so one man sharpens another.
圣经的翻译是这样解释,
and this is how the Bible tells us.
铁磨铁使它锐利,
When iron sharpens irons, it will cause the iron to be sharpened.
朋友相琢磨,
and when man sharpens another,
使荣光焕发,
will bring out glory of another person.
意思就是说, 朋友相处啊, 有时候好像铁在磨铁啊。
So in other words, when two friends come together, it's just like an iron sharpens another iron.
这种是属于朋友之间的切磋琢磨。
And it's this to describe the synergy between two people.
这种朋友之间的交流啊, 有时候有些朋友每个人个性不同。
And as we know that friends comes in different characteristics.
有些朋友呢, 跟我们讲话是柔言柔语的。
And some friends would talk to us in a very gentle voice.
听了呢, 你心里啊, 会心旷神怡, 很舒服。
And when you listen to them talk, you feel with a lot of
有些人讲话, 嘴巴很锐利。
But some people, some friends, when they speak with very sharp words.
非常直率。
And it can pierce right into your heart.
听了你会很不舒服。
And you will feel uncomfortable.
但是实际上,
But in actual fact,
不管对方的态度怎么样,
no matter what kind of attitude they are,
其实在一个信主的人来看,
as a believer of God,
神让我们经历这些,
We need to encounter all the kind of people. They are all because of the beautiful will of God.
因为从朋友讲的喜欢听不喜欢听的话里面,
and whether you hear words that is suiting to your ears or not,
好话作为我们的鼓励,
and good words are for your encouragement,
锐利的话呢,做我们的提醒,
and sharp words is probably for your reminder, and they are all good for you,
因为万事都互相效力,
because everything works for the good for those people.
曾经有一位同学啊, 他在一个学校生活。
I remember there was once a friend who was studying school.
那在班上里面呢, 他们有一个共同讨厌的一个同学。
In a class, they have one common
讨厌,
对,
common friend that all dislike.
那为什么很讨厌他?
Why is that they all dislike one
因为这个人啊,
person?
给人感觉印象不好。
Because they find this person doesn't give them a good feeling.
看到他讲话呢, 就不喜欢。
And they don't like what this person will say.
他有时候不喜欢跟他在一起，又偏偏喜欢黏着你，像强力胶，像这个口香糖。
And this person, even though they don't like him, and he will always want to stick to them like
Velcro. 很多人啊，看到的时候啊，都是一样，保持距离以测安全啊。
And because they don't like this guy, they always keep a distance from this guy.
啊，结果啊，这个某某同学啊。
And one day this guy that people all dislike.
因为大家都同一班嘛，哈。
Everybody was in a class.
那在学期啊，每一个学期的开始啊，都要分组。
In the beginning of the semester, they were all divided in a group.
那有一个假同学呢，他就被分到啊，这一组啊，跟这个讨厌同学在同一组里面。
And there was one person that was being put in the group where everybody disliked. This is guy that everybody disliked.
他心里想说，怎么那么倒霉啊
？Then he thought, oh, how unfortunate I am.
这种人，我们看得越远越好，怎么会跟他凑在一起呢
？And everybody don't like this person. Why I'm so unfortunate to be in the same group?、
哦、心里面啊，有一万个不愿意在一起。
So in his heart, there's a lot of unwillingness to be working with this guy that people dislike.
想到说自己是一个基督徒啊。
But then a moment when he thought that, hey, I'm a Christian.
那碰到不喜欢的同学该怎么办
？And if I were to meet somebody that I don't like, what should I do?
在他的心里面很挣扎。
So he has struggled within him.
后来他下定决心要尝试跟他相处看看。
Then he was then later he made up mind that he's gonna go and talk to this guy.
那结果在经过一个学期的相处
，and after a semester of getting along with this person,
他的一个结论
，and his conclusion is,
他发现这个人不那么讨厌。
This guy is not that bad after all.
其实他的生活里面也有一些优点。
And there are lots of good virtue that he found in this guy.
第一印象虽然对他不好。
At first impression, he may not like
him. 但是相处久了，发现自己的耐心也被磨得更进步了。
But after a period of dealing with this guy, he finds that he actually gained more patience.
从对他的不满。
And at first, he has this very, he's not very happy with
him. 到相处久了。
But after a period of time,
发现原来这个同学身上有好多可爱的优点。
He found that there are a lot of very good virtues in this guy.
所以他发现，在经过一个学期的相处，他的灵性进步了。
And so after dealing with this guy for a period of time, his spirituality actually has increased.
什么是好朋友
？So what do you define as good friends?
什么是值得交往的朋友
？And what are the friends that is worthy for you to know?
什么是值得交往的同龄
？And how about those Christian who are considered as good Christian?
没有绝对的答案跟标准。
That's worthy for you to get along with.
问题是我们怎么样按着智慧跟外人交往
？I guess that's no standard answer to all these, but it's according to own.
问题是我们怎么样按圣经的精神，靠着圣灵来帮助我们的灵性进步
？How we deal with all these people according to scripture and the wisdom from God?
贵人呢，不是对我们好的才是贵人。
And when we call this a lucky star, it's not just a person who is just good to us.
不一定是他具备一定哪一些能力才能够帮助我们，叫做贵人。
And it doesn't mean that he has all this characteristic to help us. Then we call him our lucky star.
所以在我们生活里面啊。
So in our daily lives.
哎，其实啊，每一件事情不一定顺心。
Not many things will go according to what we please.
但是神让我们在这种环境里面。
But yet God put us in such environment.
就是要让我们能够在万事当中能够互相效力。
So that in all matters that we know that all things work together for those who love God.
曾经有一群人去参观发电厂。
Once there was a group of people who went to generate a plant.
那有一些人在参观发电厂的时候呢
？And when they were in this plant.
他们很好奇。
They were very curious.
有一个人就问啊。
And so one person asked.
问一个主管说。
So then this person asked.
我很好奇呀。
I'm really quite curious.
请问你们呢、啊？
Can you please tell me why?
你们这个发电厂到底这个怎么产生电力的
？How does this generator produce electricity?
那这个某某主管呢就告诉他。
And so the supervisor at that time told them.
非常简单、啊。
It's very simple.
电力如何产生
？How does electricity being produced?
就是轮跟轮之间转动。
It's because of the wheel rubbing with the wheels.
那因为产生摩擦。
And because of the friction that was being produced.
就发生电力。
Electricity is thus produced.
灵修要怎么进步
？And so this is the same when we look at our spirituality.
主耶稣让我们跟喜欢的人、不喜欢的人在一起。
Oh Lord Jesus, allow us to deal with people we like and dislike.
主耶稣让我们跟性情温和的人在一起。
And deal with those people who are gentle.
让我们跟性情有一点暴烈的人在一起。
And those people who are quick temper.
这些都有神的美意。
And all these have the beautiful will of God.
因为不管从哪个角度去看
，So no matter from what perspective you are looking at，
从哪个层面去体验
，And from what level you actually experience，
今天只要我们信主
，Today as long as we believe in the Lord，
我们对主有信心
，As long as we have faith in the Lord，
我们就能够看到在我们身上进步的一面
，Then we can see that this part in us is growing。
因为万事都互相效力。
Because all things work together for good.
那第三点要跟大家分享的。
And the third point that I would like to deal with all of you.
事情的好坏呀、啊。
Is a matter whether it's good or bad.
常常是在于最后的答案。
It's usually you can find in the answer.
人最大的缺点呢、啊？
The greatest fault of a human.
就是我们看一件事情，我们只看前面。
When we look at the matter, we always look from the beginning.
我们就可以轻易判断说这个事情对我好，对我不好。
And because of this very narrow-mindedness, then we determine whether this is good or bad for us.
做这个生意。
For example, a business.
哎呦，别人做的都好顺利啊。
A business venture, we look at how people are successful.
我一做呢，就好多问题。
Then why is that when I take on this business venture, I have so many problems?
嗯，有时候我们看到一件事情，刚遇到困难的时候。
And when we encounter problems.
我们就发现啊，这个一定是坏事情。
Then we think, oh, this must be bad for me.
啊，主啊，我真是苦啊。
And oh Lord, I'm suffering so much.
谁能救我这个脱离这个取死的身体啊？保罗讲的，给他的引用。
Deliver me from this body.
其实啊，事情不一定是这样的。
So the matter is not always like this.
我们看传道书七章八节。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs chapter 7 verse 8. Page 453.
七章八节。
Page 453, Proverbs chapter 7 verse 8.
圣经里面给我们非常好的原则。
And the Bible tells us a very clear principle. Sorry, it's not Proverbs, it's book of Ecclesiastes.
七章的八节，这边说事情的终局强如事情的起头。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 8。
然后存心忍耐的胜过居心骄傲。传道书的七章八节，每一件事情啊都有头有尾。
The end of a matter is better than its beginning.
智慧人呢会看最后的结果。
The wise person will see the ending.
才会了解原来事情是这么美好。
Then he will realize that.Oh, all of a sudden, this matter is actually very beautiful.
聪明人在经历一件事情发生。
Whereas a foolish man, when he is encounter a difficulty in the process,
他会忍耐到最后。
And he will bear with it until the end.
察言出原来这个有神的美意。
Then he realized that there's actually a beautiful will in all this.
在圣经里面啊。
In the Bible,
当然也有很多的故事我们可以知道了。
There are many stories that we can.
比如说，在创世纪啊里面所记载的约瑟。
Bring out as example, for example, in the book of Genesis, there's this character called Joseph.
因为神跟他同在。
Joseph is the man who God survived.
神也让他成为先知。
And God has made him a prophet.
因为神启示他将来会发生的事情。
And God has revealed to him what's going to happen.
约瑟把神在他身上所讲啊，所给他看到的啊，所听到的约瑟来做见证。
And Joseph he testified what God has revealed to him in his life.
那但是他的兄弟呢不能接受。
However, his brothers cannot accept what he has spoken.
所以最后因为嫉妒啊。
About God, so in the end, because of jealousy,
他的兄弟呢就把这个老妖约瑟呢要把他卖到埃及。
All his brothers, sold Joseph, the youngest one, to Egypt.
我们一个人想到这种情况啊。
So if all of us were to think of this matter,
如果今天想想我们是约瑟本人
，if we today put ourselves in the shoe of Joseph,
我们心里面会很难过。
And of course, we'll be very miserable.
也很不能够谅解。
And we will probably cannot forgive.And understand our brothers.
我们都是一家人。
Because we are all one family.
你们为什么要对我这样？
Why do you treat me like this way?
我不是你们的弟弟吗？
Am I one of your brothers?
为什么？因为你们嫉妒我，就要把我卖掉埃及呢？
Why is that because of jealousy you will sell me off to Egypt?
约瑟如果不能够忍耐。
And if Joseph himself he cannot bear with it all.
他失去耐心。
And he had lost his patience.
动了血气，跟兄弟相这个争吵。
And he has because of his guts, he would fight with his brother and argue with them.
很有可能。
Maybe.
他当场会被杀掉。
He would have been killed by his brother.
圣经记载说，约瑟啊，曾经苦苦哀求啊。
And the Bible recorded that Joseph begged his brothers.
温和的。恳求。
And of course, when you are begging, you're begging with a very gentle
真的是不动血气哈。
And he was not using his gutsy attitude.
他没有顺着情欲去撒种。
So he did not sow with his fleshly
顺着圣灵的带领。
Desire, but he was led by the Spirit.
默默地接受这种结局，被卖到埃及。
And very quietly, he accepted all this, what his brother has done, and he was sold to Egypt.
那受了好多苦啊。
And in Egypt, he suffered a lot.
被下在监牢里面。
He was put into prison.
吃尽的苦头。
And he has gone through many
suffering. 但是神仍然跟他同在。
But yet all this time the Lord was with him.
让他所做的尽都顺利。
And whatever he did in Egypt was very successful.
最后法老王看出这个人有神同在。
And in the end, the Pharaoh saw that Joseph, the man with who God is always abiding with.
提升他为全国啊最第二大的啊，成为宰相。
So the Pharaoh has promoted him to the prime minister of Egypt.
后来他的家乡。
And later on his hometown.
他的爸爸雅各。
He heard that his father
跟家人因为遇到大饥荒
and his family Jacob and his brothers has encountered famine.
那快要死在饥荒里面的时候
and close to the death of most people.
那这个爸爸呢就差遣他的儿子们呢到埃及啊去找粮食
and this father Jacob sent his sons to go to Egypt to look for food.
就这么凑巧的。
So very coincidentally,
我们知道这绝不是凑巧啊。
We all know that there's no such thing as coincidence.
那是出于神的拯救啊。
There's no such thing as coincidence, rather because of the saving hand of circumstance.
神跟他同在。
God was with him.
让他在最恶劣的气象里面啊。
And it was in the most difficult time.
神帮助他克服一切困难。
God has helped him to overcome many difficulties.
在大患难当中。
In a great calamity.
神跟约瑟同在。
God was with Joseph.
让法老王看到了荣耀是什么
？So this allow Pharaoh to see what glory God revealed.
一个人的荣耀就是有神同在。
A person's glory lies in the abidance of God.
所以约瑟做了宰相，最后用他的权柄能力救了他一家人。
And because Joseph was the prime minister of Egypt, with his power and his authority, he was able to save his brothers from famine.
请问大家。这个事情是好事还是坏事
？So today I'm going to ask you again: Is this a good matter or a bad matter?
被卖的时候绝对是坏事。
Of course, the time when he was being sold to Egypt was not good.
但是当他做宰相救他一家人的时候，是最美的事情。
But the time when he was prime minister and he was able to save his family, then this is one of the most beautiful things.
谁曾知道神的爱呢
？So who then can say what love of God is?
谁曾知道神的智慧呢
？And who then can know what wisdom of God is?
就因为我们没有办法测度
，And just because we don't know and we cannot fathom His love,
我们才称神为全智全能者。
And that's why we call that our God is Almighty.
有一个人他买了一匹公马。
There was a man he has bought himself a male horse.
好，那买了马之后，好高兴回家了。
And at the time when he bought this horse, he was very happy, and so he went home.
那刚好他附近的一个朋友看到他买一匹公马，哎，不错。
And the neighbor saw that, oh wow, this is a beautiful horse that he bought.
不单是美丽的哦，还是一匹好马啦。
Not only is beautiful, but also is a very good horse.
结果第二天那个马就跑掉了。
So the second day, this horse ran away.
这个朋友说。真糟糕嘞
！And then the neighbor said, "Oh, that's so bad."
早知道啊，叫你不要买呀、啊。
That's too bad. You shouldn't have bought this horse in the first place.
结果第三天那一匹马，哎，跑回来了。
So on the third day, this horse came back.
不是只有一匹，还带了好多母的回来。
He did not even come back alone himself. This male horse came back with many female horses.
他的朋友看到，哎，真的好啊。
So then his friend said, "Hey, that's not bad that your horse actually ran away."
又过了一天。
And another day went by.
买这匹马的主人。
This master who bought this horse.
他的儿子骑这匹马。
His son ride on this horse.
结果骑到一半摔落马下。
As he was riding on this horse, he fell off the horse.
那他的这个朋友又说了。
And then his neighbor said.
啊，真糟糕，真倒霉啊。
Oh, that's too bad. How unlucky.
过了一个月。
And then after a month later.
战争爆发。
There was war that broke out.
这个主人的儿子因为腿受伤，不用上战场。
And because his son he broke his legs, he was he does not need to go to the war.
所以他的这个朋友又说了。
Then his neighbor again said.
没事真好。
He said, "Oh, that's good."
所以这个故事里面，这段经文里面给我们什么启示
？So from this little story, what can we gather?
主耶稣对我们或好或坏。
Anything that's whether it's for our good or bad,
绝对不是看事情的开始。
We cannot judge it from the beginning,
而是看到它的结尾是怎么
样。We must look at it from its ending.
基督徒的结尾呢？有时候一件事情可能三五年，我们就知道这个事情好事还是坏事。
For Christians, sometime after a few years, we will know whether this matter is good or bad.
但是有一些神的安排。
And sometime because of the guidance of God,
可能在我们活着的时候还不知道对我们究竟是好是坏。
Because of His will, as long as we're living, we still don't know whether this matter is good for us or bad for us.
可能年轻所经历的痛苦。
Maybe when we are young, all the suffering that we have.
要到年老的时候才会享受它的成果。
then maybe as we are older, then we can realize the fruits of our labor.
箴言说啊,
the book of
铅放在怀里,
Proverbs says,
定是由耶和华。铅啊，抽铅放在怀里。
The chance that is in our, that we put in our bosom.
每个人都希望抽到上好的签。
Everybody wants to pick the best chance.
但是抽到上好的签，你真的一生就幸运吗？
But can we then conclude that the moment we have the best chance, then our whole life is filled with fortune?
我们不要忘记啊，成事在神。
We must not forget that God is one who makes all things work.
这个小弟啊，以前因为身体不好。
In the past, I don't have very good health.
哦，那因为我身体不好，我有气喘病哦。
And I don't have good health, and I have asthma.
所以我在这个信主之那时候来信主啊，也是因为身体没有平安。
And I remember the reason how I come to believe in the Lord is because of my failing health.
那希望说信主之后这个病会好。
So hoping that after when I believe in the Lord, my illness can get
better. 在高二的时候，在真耶稣教会受洗。
And I remember when I was in high school, I was then baptized in the Truth of Jesus Church.
那受洗之后呢，我的身体好了10%。
Then after when I was baptized, I remember my health become better 10%.
高中毕业之后呢，去当兵。
And after when I graduated from the high school, I went to the military.
那本来希望说能够借着医学检查哈，不用当兵。
And I thought that at first, because of my medical condition, I don't need to be a conscripted.
哦，那时候我有跑去检查哈。
So then I went to have a body checkup.
那结果检查老半天呢，还是气喘。
And after the medical checkup, my conclusion is that I still have asthma.
没有发作。
But it was not very active.
哦，所以就。不是快快乐乐的哈，有一点愁眉苦脸就去当兵了。
So with great disappointment, I was sent to the military.
那我记得在抽签的时候啊。
I remember when I was picking up.
我们都希望抽签当兵能够不要抽到3年，那是最好。
When I was drawing my lot, I was praying that I wouldn't be sent to serve 3 years.
我看到好多人啊，要去抽签啊，抽几年兵啊，跑到厕所赶快去洗手，洗了好几次。
And I remember before people were picking up the lot, a lot of people went to the washroom and washed their hands.
我心里在笑说：“哎呀，洗手没有用了，我祷告最好。”
And I thought I don't need to wash my hands, I just need to pray to God.
那结果也是跑去厕所，我不是洗手去祷告啊。
And so I went to the washroom too, but I was not washing my hands. I went to the washroom to pray.
抽了3年兵。
And after I wash and I pray, I draw the lot. Lo and behold, I need to serve 3 years.
那后来到中心训练。
Then I was then sent and I was trained.
第一天跑步的时候啊，晚上啊，三更半夜就整夜没办法睡觉，因为气喘病发作。
And the first month of a boot camp, I have to do a lot of running, and because of my asthma, I couldn't sleep at night.
啊，那结果当兵的第一天呐、啊、的这个啊，隔天的这个一大早5:30起床。
And because we all had to wake up very early in the morning at 5 o'clock.
班长就笑嘻嘻的带我们去跑步，跑2公里。
And we were then led to run 2 miles.
那当然可想而知，我绝对是最后一名。
And I thought, oh no, this probably is my last year.
想说我命怎么这么苦啊
？And why is that I have to suffer so much?
啊，中心要毕业了，要结业，要离开了。
And finally, at the end of 3 years,
就要开始抽签到哪个单位
？I have to again draw a lot.
我就跟主耶稣祷告两个条件。
Then I pray to God that there are two conditions.
主啊，我不怪你哦，让我当兵了哦，感谢主了。
Then I said to God that I wouldn't blame you that you allow me to come and serve in the military.
但是哦，我祈求两个就好了。
But I just want to pray for 2 matters.
我希望我当兵在本岛里边当兵。
The first thing is that I can serve the military in the mainland.
因为有两个好处。
In Taiwan.
第一个。在本岛，在台湾本岛当兵呢，教会很多，去哪里都可以。
And the first reason why I pray this way is because there are many churches in Taiwan mainland itself, and I don't have to worry about there's no church.
那第二个好处。
And the second reason.
找医院很方便。
And it's very easy to look for a hospital.
那所以就祷告之后呢，就抽第二次签啦。
So then after when I pray, I pick another lot.
想说应该不会像第一次嘛。
I thought I wouldn't be as unlucky as the first time.
结果一抽呢，就跑到这个台湾的南部的那个一个地方叫做寿山去等船。
And
我们台湾有个地方叫寿山，一座山叫做寿山。
After when I draw the lot, I realized that I was being sent to a mountain called Soul Mountain in the north part of Taiwan.
那我就问大家说, 欸, 我们要去哪里啊?
Then I asked everybody, so where am I sent to now?
很多人笑嘻嘻地说, 欸, 你是哪个单位啊?
Then they asked, they laughed and asked, and they said, which...
我说我的单位叫做战联啊。
Which quarter when I'm being...
战群哦。
Which squad and I'm being sent to?
战群就是战车群啊,战车部队。
And I'm being sent to this squad that's infantry squad.
那有人听到说,啊,你一定去澎湖,澎湖是好地方哦。
And then immediately they says, oh, I know, you're going to be sent to Penghu's island.
虽然没有像加拿大这么漂亮,但是也不错啦哦。
And this island, although it's not as beautiful as Canada, I thought, oh, it's not too
bad. 放假还可以去 swimming 去游泳啊。
In the island, of course, I can go swimming.
结果看到澎湖怎么离我,那个船坐到一半哦,怎么澎湖在那边不是要靠澎湖啊?
And then as the boat that's going to Penghu Island, how come it's not actually going to the island itself?
来到一个小岛写勿忘在举。
But instead, it ended up in a very little island.
就跑到金门了。
And I ended up in Kinmen. And again, I lament, why am I so unlucky to end up in an island?
到金门啊, 那个温度也是蛮冷的, 大概6-7度啦,
and in Kinmen Island, it's always very cold.
那感谢主啊,
and I thank God.
到金门的第一天就开始跑3000公尺,
and the first year, I remember when I was on the island, I had to run
哎呀,完了,完了,完了,
many miles.
人生这样大概并没办法退伍了,
and I thought to myself that if I'm going to go on like this, I'll never recover from my illness.
怎么不是离教会近,怎么不是离医院近,要去哪里看医院?
How come all my prayers did not come true? I'm not staying any in the mainland island, and not staying where there's
每次,
churches, and I'm not staying any place where there's hospital.
哎,每次身体不舒服啊,就跟排长说,报告排长,我要 要去看医生。
And every time when I'm not feeling good, I always says I need to go to see a doctor.
排长说, 跑步就会好。
And they always reply to me that you just need to go for a run and you'll be better.
你说会不会气死你啊?
And of course I was very mad.
我都快没气的时候跑步会好,跑步会死啊。
I don't even have any breath. How can I run and become better? I'll probably die of out of breath.
结果这样撑了2个月。
So because of this, I have endured
下战斗连。
And
战斗连就是战斗部队, 因为我们到金门又有衔接训练。
So then I was sent to another squad.
那个因为要负责战车装备, 所以要叫做衔接训练。 衔接就衔接嘛, 衔接就是熟悉这个装备啦。
Then I have to be familiar with the other things in the military.
结果呢, 下战斗连呢, 听说要跑5公里。
And when I was sent to this center squad, I remember I need to run even more.
而且是穿着一条短裤, 一件内衣这样跑。
I have to run in my short and in a cold.
就一面感谢主, 不是感谢主, 我也说主啊, 救我啊。
So in that time, I said, oh God, please save me.
那就拖着命在那边跑, 又是跑最后一名啊。
So again, I was always running, I remember.
那感谢主哦, 这样到下战斗连之后啊, 经过1个月,
so after a month later,
我们连长说,
my squad leader
笑嘻嘻跟我们讲,
and said to me,
你们这些新兵啊,
he said, all of you who are young,
缺乏训练,
you are lacking of training.
你看人家跑那么快, 跑在前面, 你们常常落队。
Look at him, he's running so fast, and the rest of you are all lurking behind.
明天呢, 我们交代排副呢, 要特别训练。
Tomorrow, we're going to have a special training for all of you.
那感谢主哦, 特别训练, 4点半起床。
And the special training requires us to wake up at 4:30 in the morning.
那个排户叫我们跑一个山头。那我说跑到哪里？他说没有啊，很近，就是一个山头而已。
And I asked, where are we going to run? I said, oh, just going to run around the mountain.
然后我们在前面跑哦，啊，气喘呼，有人在后面呢，一直看，一直盯。
And because we're running ahead, a lot of people are just looking at the back.
那你跑不动，就拿着皮带，一人一边一个，就拖着你跑。
And if you cannot run anymore, they will still drag you and make you run.
所以感谢主, 只跑2个小时。
And I thank God, I just need to run for 2 hours.
从4点半跑到6点半,
and remember, I have to run from 4:30 to 6:30.
然后又开始做一天的操练。
And after that, I have to go through a lot of other physical training.
那对我来讲是很大的考验, 因为这是很痛苦的事情。
And for me, because of my health problem, it's a great training.
看医生又不方便。
When I wanted to see a doctor at that time, it was very inconvenient.
带了一堆药又没用。
And it's also useless when I bring myself with all this medication.
今天吃了明天发作没有用啊。
Today I will take a medication, and next day I will have problem again.
真的神安排是这么可怜吗？
But is this then the plan of God is so pitiful?
事情的好坏真的就是坏事吗?
So if all these matters are bad, are they truly that bad after all?
在金门当兵一年多,
when I was serving in Kimen,
主耶稣让我下定决心,
after a year, and God allowed me to make a determination,
决心不吃药,
and I was determined that I shouldn't take medication anymore.
已经吃了一辈子了,
I have taken medication for almost my whole life.
我从小时候因为气喘就开始吃药,
because of my asthma problem, I have been taking medicines ever since I was young.
一直吃到我在部队的第一年,
until when I was in the military for the first year, I was still taking medication.
后来想说,
then I thought, isn't all God a mighty God? So I was so determined that at that time, and I gave up all my medication. And in my squad, there was another person who's like me, also have an asthma problem.
那我就把药送给他, 他很好,
so I gave him all my medicine.
他说你不用吃吗?
And he asked me, well, don't you need to take this medication?
懒得跟他解释啊,
then, I at that time, I just don't want to explain to him why I gave up all the medication. So I set my heart and I was praying for my illness for half a year. And I pray at all times.
中午呢,
I pray in the afternoon and morning.
一天啊, 这样一直祷告, 一直祷告,
I just keep praying for my health.
祷告半年, 我的气喘变好了,
half a year of praying, my asthma has recovered and until now I have no problem.
对, 感谢主, 我坐船道不用气喘啊,
so I thank God that as preacher, I don't have this asthma problem anymore because as preacher,
我在这边,
having asthma is very difficult.
就在这边领会一边讲话然后一边停止呼吸, 那是很难的, 很难讲到的。
Can you imagine as a preacher I will be talking and then all of a sudden I'll be short of breath?
所以这个事情让我了解,
so from all this it allows me to come to an understanding
真的是万事都互相效力,
that all things actually works for good for those people.
因为神在这个万事的后面呢, 都有神的美好的安排,
because behind all matters God has his beautiful plan.
我们看罗马书的8章28节,
let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 27.
罗马书8章28节,
Romans chapter 8 verse 27 page 800.
这段经文非常的优美,
this is a beautiful verse.
如果我们深思啊, 真的是这样,
and if we were to actually ponder into this, it's actually the truth.
保罗说,
this is what Paul says.
我们晓得啊, 万事都互相效力, 叫爱神的人得益处,
we all know that all things works for good for all those who love God.
其实他的原来的意思啊, 是叫爱神人得益处是排在前面的, 原文的意思,
here in the original text,
也就是说,
for those who love God, it's actually in front.
也就是说每一件事情呢, 神都为爱他的人有所规划, 有所安排,
in other words, God actually has a good plan for those he loves.
那万事呢, 既然是万事,
and if all matters,
它的范围呢, 不一定,
and the circumference of this matter,
有最小的事,
can include the smallest matter,
也可能是我们面对最大的事,
to the biggest matter,
有最轻的事情,
from a very light matter,
也有最重的事情,
and to a very heavy matter,
不管你所遇到的是什么,
and no matter what matter you encounter,
如果今天你肯定自己是神的儿女,
and today if you can say that you are the children of God,
如果您认定耶稣是我们的父,
and you have confirmed that our Lord, our Heavenly Father is our Lord Jesus our Father,
我们绝对有信心来接受神给我们任何的安排,
then we'll have faith to accept all the plans that God has given us,
因为万事都互相效力,
because all things works together,
会叫爱神的人呢得到益处,
for good for those who love God.
那我就跟大家分享到这边,
and this will end my sharing with
求天上的神帮助我们每一位亲爱的同龄,
and may our Heavenly Father in heaven take care of all of you here,
让我们从神安排的环境里面,
so then from God who has given us this environment that we live in,
能够常常发出感恩的心,
we can always give thanks to our God,
也能够切切体会基督的心肠,
and also we can understand the heart of our Lord Jesus,
明白原来神的美意是这么美好,
and that we can understand that the will of God is actually very beautiful.